The Forest Service plan for one of the largest salvage logging sales in history is coming under fire, and the Forest Service may not be able to keep the political flames from jumping the agency's containment lines. This salvage plan has been suspect from the start. The Forest Service abruptly expanded the scope of its initial plan following a hurried-up, aggressive logging report paid for by the logging-friendly Board of Commissioners in Douglas County. Now a group of Forest Service scientists has reached a preliminary finding that the agency overestimated the amount of salvageable timber by a whopping 30%. This is a blow to those who have painted a tantalizing picture of massive amounts of burned timber that could be sold or else, in their view, go to waste. They've never learned that in nature, nothing is wasted. The report was conducted by the Forest Service's own Pacific Northwest Research Station, not a group of tree-hugging environmentalists. The report found that the fire killed all trees in its path, mostly in young stands with marginal commodity value. It turns out that bigger, commercially valuable, but ecologically significant trees tend to be located on the damper west side of the fire. These areas burned less intensely, increasing the likelihood that most of the large living trees survived. If true, and if the Forest Service still insists on staying the course for massive industrial logging, it likely means that living ancient forest stands needed for the long-term health of the ecosystem would fall to the axe and chainsaw. The Forest Service is now scrambling to ground truth the satellite photography that led to the smaller timber estimates. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden has urged the Forest Service to release the results so they can be included in the final environmental impact statement of the biscuit salvage, due in April. If the agency refuses, it would hand over a big weapon to Wyden and to critics who almost certainly will take this case to court. Other weapons are top independent forest ecologists in the region. They allege that the Forest Service ignored or contradicted standing peer-reviewed science. In one scathing comment, scientists took aim at the Forest Service's plan to plant dense, even-aged conifer trees after logging. They reminded the agency that areas within the biscuit complex that were previously logged burned far worse than natural timber stands. Thus, they said, by logging and replanting young, even-aged trees, the Forest Service will actually set the stage for yet another biscuit fire in the future. This is Les Aucoin.